It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin Eckler to get trusted insight from a trusted insider. Trusted insight from Trusted Insiders, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. By the way, we're looking for a IT Cadre fan question for this week's segment with Austin. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson or at Funny Danny your question for Austin Eckler, and we will pick a couple of them at the end of the interview to ask him. But without further ado, let's go to the guest hotline and welcome Austin onto the program. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Hopefully you had a restful, peaceful, long weekend, Austin.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me back on, boys. Good to hear you guys' voice. This Thursday night game obviously leads to a longer weekend, so I've been enjoying getting myself mentally prepared to go back to the facility. It's a little weird because we have a routine that we've been doing for so long, and then you kind of break it up, and we're watching football on Sunday, and it just kind of feels off a little bit. So I'm glad to be back in the building here soon.
How was the body after that grind? Two really physical, tough games in 5 days against two really good teams. I can't imagine doing anything like that, but, you know, this is part of the gig for you guys. But just how was everybody feeling? How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's definitely something you wouldn't want to do too often, just of how grueling the game is. I was definitely still sore. Like, my neck was still sore. My legs were still sore going into Thursday. And so it's one of those things that, like you mentioned, we have to go through, luckily only once a year, but feeling good now is the best part. Getting a couple days after definitely lets you recover from, you know, playing two games in the 4 day stretch.
It was not a particularly prolific offensive game for you guys, but individually, you had a day. 8 grabs for about 90 yards on 9 targets. Had a 34-yard catch and run where you dragged Zach Bond literally like 18 yards down the field, which was awesome. Very physical play on the touchdown drive in the first half. How do you kind of make sense of those games where maybe you didn't accomplish your goals with a win or offensively, but like you had a really strong individual performance?
Yeah, you know, that's the game of football. There's a lot of individuals that are doing individual efforts, have their individual job, and we need to all come together and hopefully do our job better than our opponent can. And some days, you know, you're going to have good days, but that doesn't always mean it's going to be a win. This is a team game, so you need people around you as well to pull up their end of the bargain, and just like they're relying on you to do that for yourself and your job. And, you know, we weren't able to make enough plays offensively to get that job done on Thursday night. Unfortunately, we felt like definitely, you know, we left some stuff on the table, and, you know, I feel like a never ending feeling for athletes in general. You always feel like, ah, man, it's the question of, well, if we would have done that, if we would have did this. But I think we realize our potential, and we see, you know, the potential that we have, and we've seen success from that potential. And so I think coming back into the building, after this long weekend, letting everyone kind of relax a little bit, get your mind off of football, and now get ready for these next two games before the bye week is really going to be a good opportunity for us to really lock in and really make sure that, again, we're really focusing on the small details that show up in the game that make the biggest difference.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. Going to what Philadelphia did defensively, Austin, that's a good team. And defensively, they've been playing really well here, especially of late. What do they do to kind of, you know, try to make things difficult for you guys and, you know, lessons learned there?
Yeah, you know, they were they're a different defense that I feel like doesn't bring a lot of pressure. Not that I don't feel they don't bring a lot of pressure. They really sit. They play sound in their positions. They're letting those four up front, you know, go get pressure. That's what they're relying on. Go get pressure. We're going to be in our spots, and we'll cover anything down the field, and we'll make you dink and dunk and throw it to me to, you know, force you to try to, you know, chip it down the field. And they're betting on you're going to mess up and have to punt before you're able to chip it all the way down and put a 15-yard drive together or 11-yard drive, so to speak. So that's kind of the philosophy of their defense. And it's kind of more of the bend, don't break mentality, and it's definitely been paying off for them.
Austin Eckler is with us here on Grant and Danny. Austin, back-to-back games against really good defenses, to Danny's point there with how they're playing you, where it hasn't quite been at the same level, and everyone's trying to figure out what's changed or what's gone on. I mean, do you just view it as kind of the ebbs and the flows of a season and these kind of stretches happen, or is there more to it where you have to really dive into and do an autopsy on why, after it had come so easily for so long, have the last couple of games gone differently?
Yeah, no, I definitely think there's the ebbs and flows of the NFL. Like, there's ups and downs. You go through, you know, a couple games of good stretches, a few games, and maybe, hey, this wasn't our best ball. This was better. This was bad. And it's something that you got to fix quick in the NFL because our games matter a lot more to our, you know, chances of being in the playoffs than some of these other sports. And so it's definitely a flow, but it's something that has to be fixed immediately, and that's kind of the name of the game in the NFL. It's like you have to be on most of the year because if you can't go through too big of a lull, like we just got back-to-back losses, and that's definitely putting pressure on us as just competitors, but being like, hey, like we know we're better than this, but you only have so many games to go out there and prove that. So we got to make sure that we're on our details, making sure that's being echoed through the leader, through our leadership of coaches and players into just the rest of the team, just because we know what's at hand here. And it takes a long time to, you know, you have to go through all the way the season. You don't want to let this moments like this slip. We play game by game, but we want to make sure that it's not something that we didn't do that caused us to fail, right? We want to make sure we did every single thing. We coached as hard as we could. We practiced as hard as we could to go out there and win these games. And look, we had two losses, but we do have, you know, the last six games of the season here. So we're going to take it one at a time and still continue to try to put ourselves in a position to have a chance to get in the playoffs.
Austin, you referenced this earlier, but I'd love for you to go into it. The fact that you guys' bye week is so late, week 14, and you know, kind of have this mini thing now, but you have to go through, you know, two games in 5 days to get there. You guys have been in this practice play on the weekend for whatever it's like 17 straight weeks. Then you factor in training camp and kind of getting ready. I know it's the gig, but it feels like there haven't really been any breaks for you guys. You know, so I feel like everybody's got to be at least worn down or kind of bumps and bruises physically. Go into that for me a little bit, if you would, where you're sort of like, oh, my God, we're almost to the bye week. We're almost there, right? Is that something that you kind of have circled just in terms of that weekly grind that you guys have been on?
Yeah, you could circle the bye week, but it doesn't matter. Like, if you go through this season, no matter if you have a bye early or late, if you just make it through all 17 games mm-hmm. and you're getting a good amount of play, your body is going to be beaten down. And that is the game. The game is violent. The game is vicious. And also, you're trying to maintain workouts. You're practicing. Like, there's a lot of wear and tear on this body. That's why, you know, the average career, I think, is like 2.9 years. It's because there's a lot of competition to play at a high level, which means a lot of guys that are big, fast, strong that you're going against every single year, every single down. Which is why it's so great. That's why we love it. Like, we love that stuff. That's amazing. Like, it's a high competitive, high impact sport. But because of that, you're going to have ramifications that are, hey, the guys get beaten down. It's across the league, though, right? It's across the league. Some more than others, depending on if you look at injuries and things like that. There's some major ones. Luckily for us, I feel like we've been clean in those categories. You know, if you're superstitious, knock on wood. But yeah, it's a grind, man. And part of the reason I think the fans love it, we love it. And so, it's nothing new to us, nothing new. The grind is not new for us, especially our guys that have been playing for a few years.
Austin Eckler every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, Trusted Insight from a Trusted Insider presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective with us on G&D on the Fan. Along those same lines, this kind of is something we've been talking about quite a bit. I'm sure you're unplugged or not paying attention to necessarily a whole lot of the big storylines or narratives swirling around this week, but a lot's being made about Jaden Daniels' health and his rib. We're watching him get bandaged up after every drive on the sideline, and Dan Quinn came out this week and said he's healthy. And we've been talking about this idea this late into the season of like pain versus injury versus hurt, what that is. But the idea being that a lot of players are playing through things. Can you just give us any perspective on that of like how many guys are 100% and the difference between being able to play and play well versus knowing maybe I can't help the guys this week and like what that's like?
Yeah, we're in a job where you don't really get the option to call in sick. And kind of the mentality of this job is that if you can play, you can go. Like you're going if you can play, right? If you've earned that role and you're in that starter spot or even in the backup spot, like can you not go or can you go? It's kind of the mentality. And that as a competitor in this league, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, you know, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You can get through it. Like, hey, we have some painkillers. You know, we have ways, we have treatment, we have all these things that we can do to get ourselves ready to go for 1 hour on Sunday. And that's what the season becomes later in the year. It's maintaining yourself so that you can physically go out there and give it everything you got for 60 minutes. And that's what you're seeing. So, you know, what does healthy mean? Healthy is the perspective at this point, right?
This season, that's a great line.
Like, well, you're healthy enough to be able to play, yes. But healthy as if, like, nothing hurts, maybe not, you know?
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So, have you noticed defenses maybe doing things a bit differently against you guys? I mean, the rip-roaring start, it's more than a start, half a season, basically, of you guys just, you know, ringing the bell a ton and moving the football and scoring a bunch of
Tress
points.
Way not punting.
Yeah, seriously, he's so bored. He's a professional holder for the first 6 weeks of the season. Have you noticed defenses kind of playing you guys differently, trying to force you to do different things?
Maybe. I mean, it's no secret that our quarterback can run. And I think it was really predominant in the beginning of the season. And maybe defenses are like, just us in general and, you know, any defense out there, if you have a mobile quarterback, what are you saying? Oh, hey, we got to keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. Hey, keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket, right? Make him throw the ball. Don't let him run. Don't let him hurt you with your legs. Like, if you have any of these mobile quarterbacks, we went against Lamar, what are we trying to do? Try and keep him in the pocket, right? Collapse the pocket on him and keep him in there. So I'm sure that's definitely a discussion for every single defense that we go against. Maybe it wasn't as much in the beginning, but now that Jaden's shown that, hey, he's a threat, and now he's respected as a runner as well, he's earned that. He's earned that respect that, hey, they're going to do everything they can to keep him in the pocket. So maybe that's something that's different that we would kind of expect to see, but nothing too crazy. I think defenses really have their own identity, and they kind of are willing to, you know, live or die by those. It kind of just depends on who your coordinator is.
All right, let's end the conversation with a couple of our listener questions for Austin Eckler. Danny, you could grab one from your account if you want. These are our IT Cadre listener questions that have come in on our weekly segment with Eckler here on Grant and Danny. I got one from Nolan who wants to know. He said, who has stepped up on the offense that's impressed you? And I would even add, you know, maybe who's come the furthest since the start of the year, or someone that's, you know, that maybe you didn't know a lot about that you're impressed by. But also, who's someone that you would say, don't sleep on this guy the rest of this season? This is someone who could help us a lot on offense.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, someone that has surprised me. I mean, the obvious one is Jaden, just because you never know what you're expecting with rookies, and especially at the quarterback position. So that's obvious. But I think someone that also has really stepped up from when they're called upon is Jeremy McNichols. Right now on the depth chart, he's like the third string behind me at the running back position. But anytime he's been in the running back position, been called upon, he's done his job. He's in year 8 like me, veteran. Also, he's a maniac out there on special teams as well. So making an impact, you know, not just on offense, but in special teams. Another guy is, I didn't really know he was this type of player, but Jeremy Reeves, he's one of our special teams guys. He leads our team in tackles on special teams. He is unbelievable to watch on special teams. Oh, my goodness. Like, I have never in my career really got up and watched, like, kickoff and punt. Because usually I'm like, I'm going to go, you know, just watch it on the Jumbotron. But, like, it is so energetic to watch those guys out there running and going and hitting. And so I actually get up there, and I'm watching coverage because I'm like, I'm going to go watch these guys. This is about to be crazy. So that may not be the one that everyone knows, but Jeremy Reeves, hey. Watch number 39 out there on special teams.
Listener question here, Austin, from Dr. Van Nostrand on the old Twitterverse. Basically saying, how do you guys, and you guys have done such a good job of it this year, how do you avoid a letdown game potentially after two really tough ones and a Dallas team? It's no secret. They've been struggling here a little bit, falling short of their expectations for the season. How do you guys avoid letdown, something that you've done such a good job of this year? How do you do it?
Yeah, you've got to focus on yourself. You know, you focus – when it comes to practice this week, hey, we're focusing on our fundamentals. Like, you can't buy into, you know, the hype around the media of, you know, gassing somebody up or tearing them down, because guess what? These guys get paid too. These guys are professional football players, and they have the same mindset of us going in this game, is that, hey, we're going to whip your ass. Like, that's the mindset, and that's across the league. It doesn't matter if you're the 0-16 Browns. You know, they're still going in there trying to win the dang game, you know, the last game, because that's what we're paid to do. That's our job. And we have a legacy, if not for a team, but for individually, that we're trying to uphold. So you can't take anyone lightly in this league, because if you do, you will get beat. It is definitely any given Sunday, you know, and some teams obviously have different scenarios than others, but it doesn't matter when it's 0-0 and you're kicking off, because that's a whole new day, a whole new time that you have to go out there and prove yourself.
You can see why we love having Austin Eckler on every single week, every Tuesday, right at 5 o'clock. We appreciate the insight. Next time we see you, hopefully you're scoring a touchdown against the Cowboys. Thanks for a few minutes.
Oh yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
See you, man.
There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny, a weekly appointment. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.